time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amy Peters. She is the Director of Operations for USU Eastern up there on campus. And Maddie Bennett, she's the Assistant. And we're going to be talking about the Women's Conference coming up on March 22nd. We've got kind of a little bit more solidified schedule now. You can still nominate people for that Women of the Year. We're looking for vendors and sponsors still. Still plenty of room. And they have an RSVP date they wanted to kind of put out there and let people know that they just need a head count because there's a dinner involved and those kinds of things. They don't want anybody to be cut short when it comes to that kind of stuff. Amy and Maddie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
So, Amy, let's start with you. How are things kind of progressing up there? Are we ready? Are we still, putting some fine tuning to it? Or
we are about there. We're ready to take this program to print. And we are open till the 3rd of March on women nominations. And we would love for folks to just come and register and see who that is going to be on March 22nd. It'd be an awesome announcement to hear. There's great activities beforehand, which involve the USUE cosmetology program, and they are free. You just need to come at 1 o'clock, and they're going to be doing services from 1 to 6.
So you've got a lot of great things planned and a lot of great speakers as well. I don't know if you want to speak to that or if Maddie wants to spend some time talking about that.
Maddie can talk to you about that.
Yeah, we have a really, really awesome schedule. So we're kicking off right at 1 o'clock with our welcome activities. And those include, we have candle making with Jody Pierce and Michaela Shiner. And then we are having a macrame class with Mallory Dunn. And then, like Amy said, USU Eastern Cosmetology will be there offering free services. And then our keynote speakers, we have Haley Atwood with Smile at the People, and then Darlene Dilley from Utah Tech University. And then with our breakout sessions, we have a baklava class with Pam and Steve Kaw, and we have Investing in Mental Health with Sabrina Carter and Shelley Allred. We also have a 5 Meals in 30 Minutes from Gina Hansen and Pam Finn. And then in our second breakout session, we have some other cool classes such as Dutch Oven 101 with Bill and Tony Thane. And we also have a women's self-defense class with Tana Christensen and Isaiah Palmer.
Both of them are from our USUE Police Department.
So yeah. You've got a couple of classes in there that talk about food. You're really speaking my language
there. Yes.
And both the cause and Bill and Tony are excellent at their craft.
Yes, they are.
That's going to be a great time. Plus, just a lot of great other things that, we talk about it all the time. And I have them in as far as like self-help with Sabrina Carter. Those kinds of things. That's very important to realize that. It's never. I always tell people it's not selfish. It's self-care.
And
that's an important thing. And as you said, Amy, you're still taking nominations for Woman of the Year. That'll close on March 3rd.
Absolutely.
And that's a big award. That's a great deal.
Yeah, it is.
So you've got all those kinds of things. The one thing you wanted to talk about, too, is you still have room for vendors and sponsors if anyone is available and interested in doing anything.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about those for just a moment.
So we're looking for vendors. We want you to come and highlight your business and fill the hall of the Jennifer Levitt Student Center, okay? Come and bring organizations. That way you can promote your business. You can promote sales. You can come and sell things if you'd like, or you can come and give things away. We are looking for sponsorships, and those are just plain out cash donation of $125 if you like, or you can donate swag items to us for a gift valued at $25 for a raffle, and then that way your name is highlighted in the program, and that way your business is highlighted and for people to get to know you better, and I think it's just a great opportunity for them.
Now, is there a fee for the vendor booth?
So our vendor booths are $75, and it includes your table, your registration fee, and the dinner for that person.
Oh, very good, very good. And sponsorships as well. Now, is there going to be a cutoff date? I mean, I would assume that if you're going to take sponsorships and things like that, you're going to need to get them in a program. Is there a cutoff date for your vendors and your sponsorships, or are you just going to kind of say, you know what, if you want to give, we're going to take it?
Hey, we'll take it if you want to give it. We would love to have it done by probably around the 17th, which would be around the 17th of March, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
Right before the...
All right, so we've got that, and there's still plenty of room if you're interested, but you are asking for kind of a loose RSVP. You've got early bird registration. When does that early bird registration end?
So that ends on March 10th.
Okay. But you are looking, if you're going to come, you need that because you need the RSVP for the headcount.
Absolutely.
Mostly for a meal and those kind of things.
Yes, we're going to have a terrific meal. I believe we've got salmon on there and turkey. So it's going to be a delicious meal besides all the activities. And just, you know, really you just want to come and connect and recharge as a woman. And it doesn't matter. You're welcome to come if you're a man, too, and you want to support us. That would be awesome.
All right. So let's get down to this. And I'm going to ask you. We're going to pick on you first, Amy. I'm going to ask Maddie the same question. But, you know, it's been a minute since you've had an in-person, you know, women's conference. Did you have one last year? Were you able to
No. We had a hiatus because of the pandemic, and that basically 3 years we didn't have one. So we just kind of picked it up this year and ran with it. And we have myself and Maddie were leading it. We have a wonderful committee that is part of the community and the faculty. And it has really been awesome because they have really helped with just making this a great event in planning. I mean, looking at it on the planning books, it looks awesome. So we hope everybody will come and join us.
All right. And so, Maddie, I'm going to ask you the question. What does it mean to be able to get together and have this women's conference face-to-face like this now?
So I'm super excited. So I'm from Sevier County. So this is my first time ever doing it. And just listening to the committee members talk about past conferences and everything, it's just getting me really excited because I'm able to connect with more people in Carbon County and Emory County that I may not have been able to connect with before. And just getting to learn new things with our classes, getting to network with a bunch of different women and community resources and networks. So I'm super excited.
All right. So before we get out of here, if someone out there is interested in either being a vendor or a sponsor or wanting to attend, what do they need to do?
Come onto our website at eastern.usu.edu Women's Conference. Come and register. We would love to see your faces there.
Very, very simple. I've got Amy Peters once again. She is the Director of Operations on the campus there at USU Eastern, and Maddie Bennett, the assistant. And it's the Women's Conference that's coming up on March 22nd. Once again, get those nominations for Women of the Year in by March 3rd, and try an RSVP by the 15th if you're wanting to attend the conference. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in this morning and taking out the time.
Thanks so much for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.